just a few minutes. I have been so impressed with how businesses and organizations have adapted to this new normal, including the YMCA of the Blue Water area, because they have really done a great job of keeping their members connected and engaged even when they can't go to the Y. Joining us right now is the president CEO of the YMCA of the Blue Water area, Denise Brooks. Denise, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. It's a beautiful morning out there.
Isn't it, though? And people that are associated with the Y will be able to start enjoying some activities out of doors, socially distanced, but you're getting your summer programs underway.
We are. Yeah, we're really excited. We've got Camp on a Comeback starting on Monday here at the Y, which is for kindergarten through roughly fifth or sixth graders up through age 12. And then we also kick off our summer childcare session.
Oh, that's fantastic. And you're able to do that and keep everybody safe and socially distant and do all the safety things you need to do. You've really put a lot of effort into that, haven't you?
We have. You know, we follow the CDC guidance, but we've also worked through YUSA, especially for the camp, in partnership with the American Camping Association. And actually, at the national level, hired an outside firm that specializes in environmental work to help us with our, you know, cleaning practices and what do we do in working with the kids and making sure that we're doing absolutely the best things we can.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, it's been difficult because we haven't really known all the way through when things were going to be allowed, if you would even be able to have camp this summer.
That's right. It was actually just about we moved to phase four of the governor's plan, and she also gave the okay for, you know, camps and regular childcare. You know, now we're kind of in that middle part, and you know, we've got those two things open. We are opening actually group exercise outside, so we're going to be offering several live outdoor group exercise classes starting on the 22nd.
That's a big deal. I think people are going to look forward to that, aren't they?
Yeah, and we know that there's people that are still not going to be comfortable even though it's outside. So we're actually doing three types of classes. We're doing live outdoor classes. We're doing live outdoor classes that we will do by Zoom so people can join in on them. And then we'll continue to be offering some free virtual classes and things free of charge to the broader community. So we want to make sure that for those folks that, you know, obviously this is a beautiful time of year to be out and about, but if you're still interested in having that more structured activity, we will continue to have just our, you know, virtual Y available for people for the summer.
I think some of these changes and adaptations that have been made are going to be with us for a long time and maybe even permanently. And I don't mean, you know, closures and things like that, but just the ability to keep people connected virtually. I think that's something that we haven't necessarily had to do before, but now that we've had to, it's proving to be something that's, I think, really been a good thing for many organizations.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think it'll always be part of our portfolio, particularly as long as we're dealing with COVID and the risk it presents for different audiences. You know, we want to make sure that we can still reach out and meet them, and probably the most important thing is being able to have that connection, and some of those platforms offer us the opportunity to do that, which is critical.
Yeah, absolutely. There are parents that want to get their kids signed up for camp or for childcare, things like that, what do they need to do?
Actually, the information is available on our website, bluewateryMCA.com. There's a link right off our homepage to the Camp Wanna Come Back information. Matt Pickett is the school age program director who oversees that. And it's got his contact information is all there. And a couple other things, just we've got from a community perspective real quick, if I can jump that, we've got a blood drive today with the American Red Cross. We have another farm to family food distribution on June 17th that will be starting at 10 o'clock. We're trying to do those regularly so that we're helping with the food supply for the community. And then our Togetherhood Committee, which is a group of our members and volunteers, are going to be doing a cleanup day on the Blue Water Riverwalk on June 27th.
Outstanding. Well, that's fantastic. All kinds of activities. Are you getting any indication as to when you might be able to reopen the doors there at the Y?
That is the $1 million question right now. You know, our understanding is when our region, which is Region 1, moves into Phase 5, we've got plans in place. You know, basically what we're saying is when we do get back together, we'll be ready. Our team's working really hard to do everything we need to in the building. It's going to look a little different when people come in, and obviously, like everything else, we'll have protocols to follow. There's also a state task force for gyms that is operating, and we're waiting on those recommendations as well. So once we move to Phase 5 and have those recommendations, we'll look forward to opening again.
All right, someday. But in the meantime, you've got a great offering of virtual and outdoor programs, and you can go to the YMCA website, bluewateryMCA.com, for all the information. Denise, appreciate the information. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much, Paul. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.